This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Mike, what's going on, man? I can't. Mike, are you inside that bag? Were you inside that bag for a moment?
About to be inside this croissant.
What's up, man? Hi, welcome. Mom. Welcome to my home.
What are we doing?
We're doing dynamic banter, you silly goat.
Oh, then.
You big.
Must be time.
You big goof.
That's too early for a horn.
No, it isn't.
That's officially too
early. It's totally not. Although, this is the earliest we've done the show, I think. In a while.
Is that right?
At least.
I'm sorry for chewing on the earliest show.
Oh, I'm about to as well.
I like when Craig Kilborn hosted the earliest
wow,
show.
Wow, that's a name.
It sure is. First, last.
That's someone's name. That's someone's full name. That's a real person's name.
Wow, that's a name, huh? That's a... Somebody gave him that name. He took it. You know what I was thinking?
Let's hear about it.
Sexting is weird when you're married because my wife is in my phone as Falzone, Zoya Falzone. It's weird sexting somebody
so
with the same
like,
last name.
Yeah, because it's like you're sexting your brother or... It's like you're sexting your brother.
You should be laughing this whole time.
We're giving you breaks. We're stacking breaks over here.
Hey, man.
What's up, dude? How you doing, man? I'm going to also have my breakfast, too, because...
Great.
Today is a Breakfast Boys edition of Dynamic Banter.
Welcome to Breakfast Boys.
Well, thanks for asking. I'm actually having scrambled eggs. mixed with some egg whites.
Can I bring up something? Having scrambled regular eggs mixed with egg whites?
With egg whites, yeah.
What did you say that you were going to eat twice as many eggs, but you didn't want the calories? So you're like, I'll substitute the second half.
No, you know, the regular eggs are like a garnish on top of the egg whites. There's not many
regular
of the regular
eggs. A little treat.
Yeah, like, there's not many regular eggs, but it's like mixed in.
Yolkish delight. We were playing
it's
a game. We were playing a game online the other night called Friday the... Is that a breakfast beverage or...
That was a mimosa.
Now, was that an egg white or an egg with yolk that ended up on the mic?
You know what? It's up for debate. Do you also want a screwdriver? I'm making screwdrivers.
Dude, I never want to see you hold an alcoholic beverage. Have you ever held one?
I've held one to hold on to it for someone.
Oh.
Like a good man.
Yeah. You don't do it. That's how you know you don't drink. Because people who drink don't just hold on to it. They always take a sip from it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, you know, at this past Comic-Con, I actually, Bree was like, Bree's the devil a little bit.
Yeah, I've seen her.
She was like, I think, she's like, maybe you should like have a little sip. Okay.
I'm sorry, I got a text. Could you hold on one sec?
Oh, sure. I'll just hold on for a moment.
Hold on, I gotta read this text. It's my friend. Hey man, what's up? Can I reply to this real quick?
Go for it. I'm just gonna keep making my drinks over here. Just making some screwdrivers.
You don't need anything extra.
Yeah, I'm just doing. I'm putting ice in it.
What are you doing with the drill?
It's a blender, Mike.
It's just a regular drill.
Do you see what's on the other end of the drill bit?
Well, yeah, there are a bunch of. You taped a bunch of spoons.
Yeah, it's mixing it. When I stick it in there and I turn it on, it mixes it. Come on, Mike, wake up. It's the 90s.
What are we talking about?
I was talking about how Brie was being kind of like, well, I mean, look, maybe I won't throw her under the bus. When we were at Comic-Con, she came for a couple nights while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And the first night she came, we were going to like a cool party.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll sip a little. And she was like, really?
Hmm.
I was like, I'll sip.
Yeah. Of what? Do you remember?
Well, Bree was like, I know the perfect drink for you. Like, I know what you're going to like.
Called a fisherman's thyme.
It was called Jonathan's hand. And so I was like, okay, but we're going to share it. Uh-huh. Like, I'm just going to sip it. Like, I don't even want to, like, my goal is to, like, maybe feel a slight buzz.
Sure.
You know, I don't know what that feels like, but just a slight buzz. Like, I'm not looking to get anywhere near drunk. I don't want to be drunk ever
little,
in my life.
Little buzz. Little buzz all drunk.
Like, here's something about me, Mike. I never want to be drunk.
Okay, great. That's ever. A good plan.
Never in my life do I want to be drunk, and I likely will not.
Uh-huh.
By choice. So I was like, if you're going to get me a drink, we're going to share it. Like, I'm not going to, don't give me my own drink.
Right. And tell me it's raining.
And tell me it's raining. And I was like, because I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to finish it.
Uh-huh.
You're going to waste a drink. Did you just watch a fly?
I did.
Okay.
Sorry. Did I?
It's one of my dead aunts coming to visit. Just see how I'm doing.
I smacked your aunt in the face.
That's all right. I'm sorry. She'll come back at something else. So we went to this party, and she got me, so Whitney was there too, and her and Whitney were like very excited about getting me a drink. But I was talking to some friends, and then Bree comes over with Whitney, and she's like, here it is, you're gonna love it,
here's your drink.
And I was like, I don't want a whole drink.
Yeah.
Like, we're sharing this, right? And she's like, no, this is yours. This is your drink. And I'm like, this is too much.
Because if you hold it, you're obligated to keep putting your mouth on it.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, look, man, I can hold something and not put my mouth on it. I've been known to.
I mean, Pixar didn't happen.
I've been known to slip up. But for the most part, I have control over what I have in my hands.
I feel like you just proved yourself wrong.
So I took a sip of this drink, and it was like, it tasted like lemonade went bad.
Huh.
It tasted like a lemonade that had been left out in the sun.
Was it a John's Angry Lemonade?
It wasn't a Surly Lemon.
Jim's Surly Lemon.
It wasn't. No, it was, I guess it was like some kind of ginger. Bree knows I like ginger. I loved it. I love it. Like, sure. I'm drinking a ginger Zevia right now.
Is that? Oh, I always thought those were the root botches.
I mean, it's a ginger root bot.
Oh.
Would you like one? You can have one. They're in the fridge for you.
Maybe I'll get up if I'm feeling it.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so I think maybe it was like a Moscow Mule or something.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know. Those are nice. But it tasted like, I don't, so here's another thing about me. I don't really like lemonade.
Hmm.
So it tasted like lemonade to me.
Yeah.
Is that what a Moscow Mule should taste like?
More ginger.
Okay, so maybe because I wasn't expecting
there's
ginger,
a lemon in it.
It might have been like a ginger that I don't recognize.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That one wasn't my fault.
Okay.
I just want, for the record, that didn't happen about me twice.
It was the episode of The Gong Show that me, Rob, and Emily are on. I downloaded it, and that was the computer telling me it was done.
You still have LimeWire?
Yeah, of course. Mm. So, I didn't like it, man. And I didn't. I took one sip, and I was like, I don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even want to keep sipping it. It's gross.
Yeah.
And then later on, Bree drinks this, like, her drink is like, vodka soda or something, but uh-huh. it's like soda water. Mm-hmm. Not like, is that usually what vodka soda is?
Yeah.
Or is vodka soda like Coca-Cola or
nope.
something?
It's like a low cal.
Yeah.
Easy boy.
So clear, that's what she did. It was liquid. Yeah. So it was basically like, it was like a LaCroix with booze in it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that actually wasn't bad. So I took like a couple of sips of that. Yeah. Maybe
Tito's and soda. People also do
Tostitos.
Tostitos and soda.
They dip the Tostitos in the soda?
They mix the powder and it becomes Tostito soda.
So you crush the Tostitos. Tostoda? Sostitos. Soditos.
Sostitos.
Sostivos. Sostivos, let me ask you something. So, no, like, So I was sipping on her.
What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?
I was sipping on her.
Did you? I was sipping, hold on. Could you throw those?
What are you talking about? Is that I was sipping on her vodka soda, and I. There's nothing in there. What if Owen was in there? He's like, get me out, please, Mike, help.
Like, after the podcast, after the podcast.
I sipped on it a couple of times. Whatever. I don't think I got buzzed. Maybe I did. I don't know. Uh-huh. I didn't care. It wasn't a thing, and I didn't.
Were you having fun?
I was having fun. Yeah, I was having fun. Yeah, it was a fun night.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like that, if we could be honest.
Who's being honest?
I'm being honest right now, and then I'll go back to being Mike. I feel like that story was so boring that you might have turned somebody else straight edge with it.
Good, that was the point. That was my anti-drinking PSA.
I feel like somebody was just drinking a drink and put it down because of that story.
I didn't know a story about drinking could be so boring.
I was doing this for the opposite reason.
People love telling stories about how drunk they were.
No, it's
people love it, Mike.
I feel
they love talking about how much of a fool they made of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can't wait. Oh man. I'm never drinking again.
Yeah, I was so drunk.
Oh,
but
dude.
That is nothing compared to this other time I was drunk. Oh, whoa. Man. Do you remember how drunk I was that other time?
Because you don't remember. Like, I don't remember. Like, you only remember because I told you.
Yeah, but were you too drunk to remember accurately is all I'm thinking.
I'm telling you, Mike, I was so drunk. Oh, my God, you were so drunk.
You were drunk.
Is the college student version of, lovely weather we're having. You know what I mean?
Yeah, college kids don't talk about the weather.
Because it's like, you know what I mean? Like people don't know how to have a discussion driven by personality.
Uh-huh.
So instead it's driven by consequence.
Yeah, sure.
Or driven by incident.
Incident is good.
And most
shared
people,
experience.
Yeah. And shared experience. And most people's shared experiences and incidences aren't as interesting as, say, our experiences. Or my experience of living in an apartment with a crazy woman.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is that, and I would have hated hearing this when I was
in college,
but all college kids, most college kids have the same personality.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, like, what kind of set of circumstances you're from,
right?
When you get to college, it's like, that's why there's college kids and college humor live. collegehumor.com.
Yeah.
It's because all college kids have the same personality.
Yeah.
Ain't...
But it's because they're learning to, they're figuring it out.
Yeah.
They're figuring shit out. Like, some people figure shit out sooner. Some people never figure shit out.
Yeah.
Where's Owen? And some people, like, will never... Some people will just, you know, they find out who they are. You know, I'm talking about personalities here. You know, Mike? I'm talking about personalities. Holy shit. I wish you... Michael Buffer over here. Let's get ready to rub. So here's
Michael Buffer's my favorite YouTuber.
Oh, I love him.
What
Michael
buff?
Buffer. You go to Bufferfest? I'm talking about personalities, Mike. Like, because I watch, like, you know, man, Bree and I watch
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor. You knew I was going there. You knew I was going
without
there.
Even, I wish the video was on. Wasn't even looking at him.
No, you weren't looking at me.
No, that was a no look.
And, you know, I think Bree is, she's partially watching it because she enjoys it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a massive portion of it that is, she loves to make fun of it and loves to, like, look at how ridiculous these people are.
Yeah. Bless you.
And that's basically what reality TV is, right?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
like, usually smaller percentage like it, higher percentage like to make fun of it.
Yeah.
I hope so. You're right. I mean, I guess that's not really the case because there's so many of them.
Donald Trump is the president, and he was a reality TV star.
Not my duck. Excuse me. So, we watch, and so right now they're doing The Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is, it's like, it's ridiculous. It's just, it's basically like contestants who failed in The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
They brought back the worst ones?
They bring the people who didn't win, who didn't get married. And by the way, winning means getting married in this show.
Yeah.
They bring them back and they send them to this like beautiful locale.
They get married after a...
They send an uneven amount of men and women to this island, and then they kind of it's really fucked up. It's like, first it's like
Survivor for your heart.
Yeah, first it's like four girls and two guys. And then it's like, all right, man, hook up.
That's like the trade school of getting married.
It is.
You know?
But I mean, like, for Bachelor in Paradise, I feel like it's less about getting married, and it's more about, I mean,
making a real connection.
It's making a real connection with cameras around and you're mic'd all day. You know what that's like, being mic'd all day.
I've been mic'd for years.
So it's like it's impossible scenarios. But anyway, the point I'm trying to get to is like, I'm not trying to talk about how great the show is.
Okay.
It's just, it's really fucked up and it's not okay. And it's like not a good show, but I can't help but like, I can't help but be hooked to watching these idiots make idiots of themselves.
But who's the idiot then? If you're hooked, who's the idiot?
I know. They've got me. They got me.
Yeah. They got
but
you.
But something happened last night that pissed me off.
Yeah.
And now I don't want to watch it anymore.
Okay. What happened?
Well, there's this really nice girl on the show.
And she said something very racist.
No, she lived a really hard life. Like, she was on another season of The Bachelor. And she lived like a really hard life, and she like was an immigrant from Russia, and like she talks about her life, and it's insane. Like, this woman needs to be like a politician or something, like get into politics or like get into like some philanthropic thing. Like,
and all she wanted to do was be on a game show.
Well, she just wants to she wants to get married. I mean, that's her thing. She wants to meet the love of her life, and like, she's doing it through a TV show. So it's like, it's fucked up, obviously, but it's like, I feel really bad for her, and I really liked her, and in the season she was on, she didn't win, and I felt...
Well, a lot of baggage.
I felt really bad, and I was like, man, and I was like, but you know what? She deserves better than this guy anyway, because she had a hard life. She needs a guy that's going to take care of her and be nice to her, and like...
She deserves to meet a mate like a human being would meet.
Yeah, exactly. But she can't. She's like tried and she can't, and that's why she's doing it this way. I mean, whatever. You know what I mean. Anyway, so in the Bachelor in Paradise, she like instantly meets this guy, and they're like, they hit it off.
Because they're on the cast together. Because
they're on the cast together. They instantly hit it off, and then... I don't know why I'm talking about this. Like, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Can I just get
to the point? The point I'm trying to get to is that these people all share a very similar personality.
They're all college kids.
Every single one of them. They're all college kids. They all act the same way and say the same things. And they do the same things.
Uh-huh.
And they're all like... drunken, horny,
yeah,
like, you know, and it's fine, whatever, like, I'm not trying to slut shame or anything, like, go and fuck anything you want and fuck all day if you want. But it's like, these people, as far as personalities go, it's just, you know, it's like, it's totally the like, oh man, I was so drunk, let me tell you about the time I was so drunk.
Yeah,
because that's a thing that you can relate to and I can relate to, and we're gonna talk about
it. Maybe that should be your goal. If you're I'm always too drunk person, maybe you should shoot for trying to be on The Bachelor at some point, because maybe that's like your apex.
Yeah,
like, we
that's
think
where you belong. Those
we
are
think
your people.
We're funny. So our apex is like a show, like a Saturday Night Live for you.
Yeah.
If you can imagine that, I'd be in some big comedy theater shooting a comedy special. And maybe if you're a freshman in college and you always talk about how much Dubra you put down, then maybe your spot is on The Bachelor in or Paradise.
And you know what? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that there's personality types.
Uh-huh. I'm saying there's something wrong with it.
Ow.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
I'm saying that there's personality types. There's a type of people that would have a podcast and eat eggs while they make a point.
I doubt it.
And no, then there's a type of people that would be so embarrassed to do that.
Uh-huh.
And would never do that ever.
And those people belong in paradise.
Those people belong in paradise.
Is really all it comes down to.
Can I get a ding?
So.
Go ahead, Betty. Go ahead, Betty White. Go ahead, Betty Boy.
A couple things I wanted to say. The other night when we were playing Friday the 13th. What?
I just realized we have ads. Go ahead.
We do have ads. Thankfully, and thank you for those, and thank you for supporting the ads that support this show. I'm talking about Squarespace that helped me. Dude, I had a problem with my URL the other day. Somebody tweeted me and they were like, MikeFalzone.com is disconnected or whatever.
Yeah.
I got on the live support for Squarespace done within 24 hours.
Really?
So if that's not a generic ad, if that's not a generic,
you mean organic?
Organic. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Excuse me. If that's not an organic plug.
Generic would be us just reading the copy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the opposite of what I just did.
Yeah. This is as organic as it gets.
They're awesome.
They sell that at Whole Foods.
Yeah, basically.
That's how organic that that was. They sell it in the.
I hope you joke. Because I'm disgusted right now.
I got that on film right now. You saying, I hope you choked.
There's no, the camera's not running. So, remember when we were playing Friday the 13th the other day?
Yeah, man. Okay, so wait. We haven't even talked about that you got a PS4.
Oh, is that something, is that like a, do we have to make a Facebook event for that?
Well, because like
a huge deal?
In the last episode, we casually were like, we played a game together. And you're like, that's correct. And we had fun. And that was it. But
that's
like,
the whole story.
But I want to make a bigger deal out of it. You got a PS4 and now we're PS4 friends.
Yeah.
And we've been playing. Oh shit! There's eggs everywhere. And we've been playing. We're gonna play Friday the 13th so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And we have. but go ahead. Sorry, I just wanted to be a little more excited.
Wait until, I'm saying this right now. I'm making a public statement. Wait until NBA 2K18 comes out, and you'll never see me on Friday the 13th ever again.
I don't think that's true.
I'm going to be on Twitch. I'm going to be grinding every day.
I don't think that's true.
And I'm going to be a... When I'm not on stage doing stand-up comedy or having my own TV show somehow, I'm going to be an elite video game... An elite virtual basketball game
elite
player. Elite boy.
Elite ill boy.
I'm going to be as... All of those farts are starting to make their way.
What
over
are you talking
here,
about?
And it smells like old rain.
What do you mean, dude? Old Rain is my favorite movie with Prince.
It smells like old rain on a mattress that somebody threw out months ago.
So
listen to me. Remember
wait, that's
we
not
going to
happen. You're telling me right now. Don't forget your point you're trying to make.
Oh,
you're telling me right now that you have more fun.
Yes.
In National Basketball Association's Live to 2017K?
2000 and 2018.
2017-18. You telling me that National Basketball Association game is more fun than when you play the Jason Friday the 13th game with your pals?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah, and I'm sorry that took you so long to get out for such a short answer. But
that's all I expect from you.
When I'm over there playing bouncy ball, bounce the ball up and down 2000 and 2018, my heart is soaring.
Right.
Tab of the soaring. No, I love that
you
game.
You got pals
much.
Making gags in that one?
No. I have no friends who play that game. I have zero friends.
So, are at least the gags worth it?
Yes, absolutely. A tremendous amount of fun, which brings me to my my new idea, which is this brand I'm starting off of a joke that we said called Oopsie Rich. So if you see me or tons of celebrities in really comfortable looking shirts that say Oopsie Rich on it, just know that that's my underground brand.
Oh, hell yeah. You're starting an underground clothing brand?
Don't tell anyone it's me, and I'm going to get all the celebrities in this Oopsie Rich gear.
Oh, hell yeah.
Everyone knows about Oopsie Daisy. A lot of people don't know about their counterpart.
How did we come up with Oopsie Rich?
I don't remember.
How did it happen?
Somebody said, I don't remember.
It was a
situational thing.
Oh, come on.
Somebody made a mistake. They were like, that's a oopsie daisy. Then we were saying,
oh,
like,
no.
There it is.
There was a Disney show idea we had that had the word dick in it. Yeah. What was it?
I think it's oopsie dick.
But I think it was like, I think it became oopsie dick. Was it about a detective that wasn't good at his job?
No.
Oopsie dick? Well, anyway, that's as close as I can get.
It was like oopsie Richard.
Well, I was saying Oopsie Rich would be what it would be called on Disney if it was a Disney show.
Yeah, it's like we had to change the idea for Disney because it was too aggressive. It would be like Dick Fuck Up or something like that. And we had to change it to Oopsie Richard.
I like Dick Fuck Up, too.
Dick Fuck Up is, he was my favorite.
Starring John Lovitz.
And Dick Fuck Up. I also, this was a thing that we talked about. And
what
I
were
think
you
going to
say about Friday the 13th?
That we came up with Oopsie Rich.
Oopsie Rich. Okay, so, but what does that have to do with Friday the 13th?
Do you remember the other Disney show we came up with? Do you want to give it away, or do you want to just wait till
it's
on television?
If it's the one that Rob and I were like going on and on about, maybe don't talk about it.
Okay, I hope it's a thing.
Dude, I think it's going to be a thing.
We also want to start a subscription service now that the P.O. box is open. And you guys keep sending us tons of stuff, and there's nowhere to put the stuff. We want to send it back. So we want to start a monthly subscription service that you could all pay to join. And it's called Here's Your Stuff Back, and we're going to mail you back your stuff.
But it's not going to go back to...
No, it's going
to
go back to
different... It won't go back to you. It'll go back to different people, yeah.
Like all these little babies. We can send all these out separately. Here's what they sound like. So, if you get a package that sounds like that.
We should call it Horn Box.
Horn Box. It's called Mostly Horns. That was another thing. And then our movie idea, Spoonful of Anything.
Oh, man, dude. I'm like, doing it.
Mm-hmm. There's like, nothing like bad about this idea.
Like, this is happening.
Sometimes your friends have ideas. And you're like, I mean, it's funny. Yeah. We're laughing now, but there's no bad. Ain't no
That's
bad.
That's all I want you to say about it, because we need to unleash this, and it needs to be, like, I was already thinking about how it starts.
Uh-huh.
Last night while I was driving, I was like, oh my God, this is so good. Like, I almost wanted to pull over and just, like, write it.
Okay.
It's, dude, this is happening. It's going to be so good.
How much time do we have left in the podcast?
2.5 hours.
Okay. I gotta go. I don't know if that's just loud for me, or it sounds like 13 people walking through mud.
Eating eggs, eggs.
Okay.
Mixing egg whites with regular eggs. Mixing egg whites. Mixing egg whites. Mixing egg whites with regular eggs. With regular eggs. Regular eggs. Guys, Blue Apron is a wonderful company that sends you meals in the mail. That's mail meals.
They send you perfectly portioned meals. All you got to do is cook it exactly the way they say, easy to follow instructions, laminated instructions, and you have dinner or home cooked meal.
You know what it is, Mike? It's convenience. You're paying for convenience.
You're paying for a home-cooked meal that you do yourself, and it tastes like your parents made it, but they didn't, and you're self-sufficient.
Regular eggs. So, it's the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country. You know, I really, if I had to think about other, trying to think about other potential food delivery services.
And no one's asking you to.
I couldn't think of them. Like, I can't even think of another one because Blue Apron has trumped them all.
Oh. All right.
Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranches across the United States. And as a result, the seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium, which I've been to and I love it. It's a wonderful place. You ever been there, Mike?
Never.
Let's go. Let's do a Dynamic Banter field trip to the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Live from Monterey Bay Aquarium.
I can't get Bree to go with me because she's like, zoos mistreat animals. And I was like, this is a place that's conservation. Like, it's about conservation.
Dude, this is where they cook all the Blue Apron fish. It has to be good.
It's absolutely, there are no animals.
Eggs.
Regular eggs. Guys, the beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals. And the pork... And Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for a recipe, and in doing so, they're reducing food waste. Guys, and don't forget, cooking together builds strong familial bonds. You know, work together, making all the food, and it's all three times more often. Regular eggs. Bring it.
Bring it down. Dance break. Scramble it. Do something with the horn. Play something.
Here's some upcoming meals. Basil pesto chicken with some vegetable panzanella.
Panzanella. Scrambled eggs.
No eggs in this one, Mike. Just vegetable panzanella.
Panzanella.
You got sauteed shrimp.
Hey.
You got sauteed shrimp.
Hey.
You got sauteed shrimp.
Salt.
You got sauteed. Shrimp
scrambled
and
eggs.
Green beans with globe tomatoes. Spinach. Spinach and orzo pasta. Whole grain pasta and summer vegetables with heirloom tomato caprese salad.
Scrambled eggs.
Whole grain pasta and summer vegetables with heirloom tomato caprese salad. Miso butter salmon and lo mein noodles with cucumber and charm tomatoes. Bang in the egg. How about a meatball pizza with fresh mozzarella, cheese, and charm tomatoes? Ooh, that's what I wanna. Meatball. Miso butter. Whole grain. Sauteed shrimp, basil pasta, some of it, vegetable, bulk, little meat,
tomato.
Cute, mozzarella,
scrambled eggs.
So guys, check out blueapron.com/banter, and you'll get your first three meals free with free shipping. So don't wait, that's blueapron.com/banter. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Great job, Steve. Why are you sweating so much?
It's because these eggs are hot. These are the hottest eggs.
I wanted to tweet something.
Okay.
This is what I wanted to do.
Oh, I wanted to tweet something too. Let's talk about it.
And I want to tweet them at the same time and see whose tweet does better.
Oh, really? Right now?
And we could do it real time until the end of the show.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, I got to get going in about 10 minutes.
Okay, so we got one more ad and we got to open mail.
All right. Oh, shit. Somebody just tweeted, please persuade Steve to do a PCU commentarium in the future. Be that guy.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea. Commentarium was a thing that we promised to do 1,000 times that we did once.
Ah.
And it was fun. We do like a commentary track over a movie. Some of you have heard. We usually have a very special guest. And I'd love to have somebody impersonate Jeremy Piven. And
what, are you kidding me? Of course he's right.
Congratulations to Will Haynes on his new show, Mayor.
Mike, do you want to do the tweet thing now, or do you want to save it for another episode?
Let's do it, because I'm not going to tweet this on another day.
Okay.
So, should we explain?
Yeah, do you want to read out your tweet, and then I'll read mine, and then we'll do a 3-2-1 tweet?
Yeah, there was some kind of Steve Septic machine across the street from my house, and it said, I was on my way to a store, and I saw this, and it said, Ditch Witch. See this? I think it's some kind of digging machine, maybe.
Yeah, Ditch Witch.
And I'm going to tweet, this new Katy Perry video is fire. Fire emoji.
Okay. My tweet is, and I had this one queued up, and I wasn't going to do it today, but I'm going to do it now. And it says, I'm a simple man. I like teriyaki sauce on my egg whites and lots of pepper on my breakfast mustard.
I need it one more time.
I'm a simple man. I like teriyaki sauce on my egg whites and lots of pepper on my breakfast mustard.
All right. 3-2-1, go.
3-2-1, tweet.
How's yours doing so far?
I've got 3,000 likes. we'll check back on that in a second.
Scrambled.
Mike, you know, Squarespace is a great site, and I know you were just saying...
Why would you immediately interrupt yourself to take a drink?
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, guys, and I want to say a big thank you to Squarespace. Squarespace makes name possible, if you don't already know. What? Guys, summer is the perfect time to create your own beautiful website. That's right, because
2, 3, dynamic banter.
Turn your cool idea into a hot new website. Make a splash with a brand new website for your business.
Got a pool? Make a splash with a brand new website.
It's a scorcher of a website. And I'll tell you what, guys, with Squarespace, you can create a beautiful website too. A, showcase your work. B, blog or publish content. D, sell products and services of all kinds. A, promote your physical or online businesses. And J, announce an upcoming event or special project.
Do other websites have A through J? As far as reasons why you should have it?
Squarespace does this by giving you beautiful templates. They got a powerful e-commerce functionality, lets you sell your stuff very easily. Guys, I don't know if there's an easier way to explain to you how easy it is. You just gotta get your stinking hands on it.
Don't be an idiot.
Get your dirty mouse. Clean your mouse. Clean your goddamn keyboard. Clean your screen.
Clean your house.
The spit all over your screen, and there's like, you know, you've laughed and a little bit of Jack in the Box splat.
There's sneeze on your screen.
You got sneeze, you got cough, you got sniffle, you got laugh, you got chortle. And everything's optimized for mobile too, so you don't need to jump on your damn giant dad's box. You gotta get on your you can get on your goddamn phone.
One more time for anyone who missed it, that's promo code.
How do you spell that? Guys, there's a built-in search engine optimization, free and secure hosting, nothing to patch or upgrade ever. You're going to install nothing on your computer. And Mike just said there's 24-hour customer service. Mike, you just used it.
I keep using it constantly and all the time.
Architects, art galleries, clothing designers, comedians, hair, personal trainers, comedians, coaches, gyms, comedians, spas, athletes,
comedians,
jewelry, furniture,
online comedians,
real estate brokers, games,
YouTube.
Graphic designers, furniture makers, museums, performing artists, writers, bloggers, photographers, producers, special agents, coaches, gyms and studios, athletes, toilets, real estate brokers, games, gamers,
comedians.
Games.
Your game, you could use it.
Next step. Steps. Click check Squarespace out at squarespace.com. Register a domain name, start your free website or online store trial. Guys, when you're ready to launch, use the offer code name to use offer code banter to save 10%. Don't forget to use the code banter and you'll save 10%.
Use it at checkout. Don't use it as soon as you get there. There's no place to put it.
Podcast Q3 talkingpoints.pdf.
Here it comes. Let's bring it home.
Want some of this?
A screwdriver?
Want some of this?
I don't want it.
I'm pouring another one.
What are you doing?
Just getting it. Come on, shaking it.
Yeah, why'd you pour the same glass twice?
Here, I'll make you another one.
Nope.
Just putting ice cubes in.
That's not that big of a glass.
Just putting ice cubes in. All
right. I don't think you could put anything else in this glass.
Let me try some of this.
Are you going to let me try? Okay. How was that? Okay, so I can't have any? Are you going to drink it or are you going to play? Okay. This is kind of mean now because I thought you were...
If that was really why did happen? It get louder? Why? What would it
be? Distorted sound. Hey, what if anyone ever makes that sound, run away. Run away fast.
If your friend is gargling something next to you and suddenly it gets louder,
you gotta run away.
Oh, fuck. That's too funny. Guys, let's open up some fucking mail. Huh?
How's your tweet doing, Steve?
Well, Nick Mundy liked my tweet, so looks like I'm doing pretty good.
Is he famous? Is he a verification man?
I've got 16 retweets and 165 likes.
Really?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, man. I have one retweet and 12 likes. This tweet isn't a quarter of how funny I thought it was.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That was the Coke Nail one. This one has 3 wee tweets and 37 likes.
Okay, you're still smashing me nice. Oop, I'm sorry, 12 likes. Looks like we're back in business.
Do you want to open some mail?
Okay. I got like 3 minutes.
Okay, let's do it. Mike, here we go.
Hey, welcome back to opening mail in a fancy new age pool hall. Albert's pool hall.
Albrecht's pool hall.
Where's this from? Amazon Fulfillment. This one's from the website Amazon sent us something. Thank you so much to Amazon for being a huge website.
We got an email or piece of mail here from Cole Barron
sent us a package.
Cole Barron's the Cole Barron's report, and he says, "Hello, friends. My name is Cole. I'm a born boy cut out of Minnesota. I'm an artist, and I draw while listening to your podcast. Here are some zines of said artworks. Zines are like Lee Magazine's two-horn honk for zines. They are creepy, but I hope you enjoy. I have loved all of your contents. Okay. Thought I would share some of mine." Cool. So we got a bunch of zines.
Can I see the zines?
Yeah. This one's called The Paintbrush Graveyard. Oh, they're all different volumes. Okay, so here's volume one. We got 2 copies of volume 1.
Are they all about the show?
Jesus.
Should you throw them like that?
It fell.
paintbrush. Dude, Lille zines. Oh, these are nice.
This is just his stuff. This is great.
It's like a mixture of...
wow, I love this art.
This is awesome. Dude, hit us up.
Big fan of zines. Mike, there's two copies of everything in here. So nice. Here's
I'm going to take them. Dude, hit us up, man. We'll put you to work.
Yeah, man.
We'll make have way less free time if you want.
Let's do a Dynamic Banter zine.
Okay. I would love to do that.
Thanks, Cole. This is awesome. Paintbrush Graveyard.
Oh, good
the
stuff,
art's really
man.
Great.
Yeah, man.
Nice work, dude.
You know what they say about art.
What is it?
Here's another note. It says...
Wait, hold on. Is there a way to... No, he didn't put any of his social media on there. Good work, Cole, because, you know, that would have been a good way for us to pimp out your stuff.
Let
go ahead.
Just look at the back of the zine. It says, hashtag the paint grave and the paintbrush graveyard at gmail.com.
There we go. That's the way to do it. Nice work.
You just got to look with your eyes.
You did it.
This Amazon package says a gift for you, Steve and Mike and Owen too, I guess. Kayla, who is out of the brooder. What is that?
Oh, that's funny. That's from the chicken forums.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
It's from the chicken forums, Mike.
Yeah, but what does it... Oh, this is a street sign that says, I love my chickens.
Oh, my God.
Let me just show this to the camera even though it's not running.
Mike, and, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, this is easily hangable here in the studio.
Let's hang it.
I got the perfect place for it.
Look, there's a hole over there. Put it on the hole. Or there's a nail. Put it on the nail.
And we'll be right back.
I'm sorry I made you get up, Mike. This next piece of information comes from Danny Reynosek.
I know this man.
Really?
Yeah, he's another...
Listens to me and Zoya's podcast. That's that we nice. Haven't put out this week yet, and I apologize. Rhino check.
Diney says, Dear Mike and Steve, I have followed you guys for years now and would like to thank you for all the laughs. You two never cease to amaze me with your off-the-walls antics. Mike, love the videos and can't wait for you to do stand-up in Chicago. I also can't wait to beat your ass in WWE 2K.
Hey, Dan. Say it to my fucking face.
Steve, love your live streams and I have started picking up... so many of your mannerisms, so thank you for that, I guess. I felt the contents of this box would make for some good bits, so they had to be sent. I found a cassette of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming out of our shells. Oh, man. Oh, man, what a fucking treat. In a local antique mall, and remembered a table talk from years back where Steve and Joe Beretta talked about their love for the music. Danny, thank you so much. Let's see what's in here. Dude, the Coming Out of Their Shells tour, do you remember that?
No, what are you talking about?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, Mike. What I don't happening? Like what's in here.
You don't like it?
Oh, no.
Should I get going?
Mike, the first thing that's in here.
Yeah. Oh, it's a mask.
It's a mask.
It's a the mask.
It's a mask of the mask.
Yeah.
It's a Jim Carrey's mask. It's a the Jim Carrey's mask.
It's of Jim Carrey's mask.
It's a the of Jim Carrey's mask.
If we got three of these, we could be like the Green Man Group.
Dude, that's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Somebody stop me from wearing this mask.
Oh my God. This is insane. There's so many of these in there.
What's this?
The Coming Out of Their Shells tour. I'm going to give one of these to Joe so bad. Yeah, dude, these are Mike, give me those, unless you want one.
I want one,
I'm so gifting these to people. These are great gifts.
They're audio cassette tapes of the Ninja Turtles Coming Out of Their Shells
so
tour.
So good.
So they put out a record?
Yeah, Coming Out of Our Shells is the title track.
Pizza Powder is another one.
Skipping Stones is Splinter's power ballad.
What do you think?
Skipping Stones.
What do you think a sing about it is about?
You know, I couldn't tell you, but I think I had this when I was a kid.
How about Walk Straight?
Oh my god,
this April is pretty... ballot. I gotta listen.
Dude, this is such a great gift idea for friends. And Mike, we also got a copy of Nacho Chihuahua the movie.
Okay, perfect. On VHS.
On VHS.
Dude, what the fuck? What the fuck?
What even is Nacho Chihuahua?
Nacho, the Chihuahua, is in for a surprise of his life when he and his turbulent girlfriend, El Nino, run away from home to find Nacho's homeland.
His girlfriend's name is El Nino?
El Nino. Okay. The girl. Their quest for adventure turns to danger as the twosome become targets of a gang of wild dogs. It's a roller coaster ride of emotions, it actually says here, as Nacho and El Nino find themselves closer to their roots, but further from their loved ones. Grab a taco and some tissues, especially if you're racist. This is Nacho Ordinary Doggy Adventure.
Oh, no.
And that's in color. Runtime is 55 minutes.
Let's do a commentarium of this one, too. Oh, this dog, this is not the best picture of that dog they could find.
I don't think you could take a good picture of that dog. That's not an attractive dog.
Mike, you left out a really important part of this cassette, which is it features the original song Don't Cry for Maria, El Nino. The Weekly Retriever says he's not Joe Ordinary Chihuahua.
It's a dog newspaper.
Look at this picture on the
we give it two barks around. This movie gets a two bark horn.
I'm so sorry this exists.
Yeah. We gotta watch it.
Alright, Mike, there's one more piece of mail. You wanna open that?
Oh shit. Yeah. Ooh, this is a heavy boy. Heavy boys to men.
Well, I'm trying to not be so heavy these days.
Do we have a history of ropes?
Yeah. Yeah, Mike. If we want to be respectful of your time, then we could just skip History Road this episode.
I don't think there's been an episode where we've skipped History Road, so I don't think we can. I will tell you that I have never been involved in History Road, so I'll leave and I'll listen to the podcast.
I would. I don't like that at all. I don't like it.
Listen, mentally, I leave as soon as you turn on the History Road music. Anyway,
I'm just gonna look for the shortest History Road in my email right now.
Tweets history.
Road.
I think that would be
talent
to be able to tweet a history road.
Yeah,
they
tweet us a history road.
And I like the long ones. It's just I'm on a difficult set of circumstances. Even just opening this box.
Did we read the one that was called History Road, the time a stranger ate one of my tears?
I feel like I would have remembered that.
Okay, great. We're going to do that one then. That one's a short one.
This is why I was always afraid of strangers as a kid.
Give me that mask. I want to put it on.
Oh, shit.
What is it, Mike?
Somebody gave us some shoesies.
Oh, these are the shoes. Oh, I think these are the lost shoes.
Oh, they are all lost shoes.
Oh, Mike, I'm so sorry.
What are you sorry about? How used are these shoes?
This is the... this is the... Oh, man.
Why do you make me open all the stuff that's...
I'm sorry. I didn't... It doesn't say first time show on it. Unless it does, and I'm a bastard.
It probably does. This one says Steve, Stevie, Steve, Steve, only for Steve. It says here on the note.
All right. Well, let's... I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry I made you open
this
that.
This was a huge waste of my time.
Put on the mask, will you?
I don't want to put on
it. It's going to be smoking.
Mask. If there's a mask...
Can I read the History Road in the mask?
It says 1994. You shouldn't put it on.
Can I read this History Road while wearing the mask?
Okay. Good luck with your conjunctivitis. Yeah, man, of course.
Look in there.
No,
look,
man.
Look inside. Just look inside.
Dude, that's a garage mask.
There's a nest of Black Widow spiders.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mike, you know what happens after I get bit by the Black Widows in this mask? No. I'm swollen!
Somebody help me!
Somebody take me to the doctor! This history, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Usually these have holes to breathe through. It'd be nice to breathe. Can you hear me, Mike? Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't really hear the...
I just hear the smooth groove of the corporate jazz.
Say corporate jazz.
Yeah, I did say corporate jazz.
I'm sick of all this corporate jazz.
Mackenzie Weller says, History Row, the time a stranger ate one of my tears. Hi, Mike and Steve. My name is Kenzie, and I'm a Minnesota baby who loves listening to Dynamic Banter while playing Sims. I thought I would do my part as a fan and submit my own History Road about the weirdest moment of my life. When I was 9... I can't breathe.
You look like you've just been through a war.
Oh, I can't breathe.
All you did was take an old mask off. Does that feel better? Maybe it's because you weren't wearing your glasses.
I can't breathe with the glasses on the mask.
<All right. laughs>
I can't breathe with masks on. Remember that famous line from the movie? When Jim Carrey said, I can't breathe with a mask on!
I can't breathe!
It's just... What if you bought a mask doll and you pulled the string and it goes, smoking! And then you pull it again and it goes, somebody stop me! And then you pull it again and it says, I can't breathe!
Okay. I like it.
When I was 9 years old, I was a competitive dancer who went to dance practice nearly every day after school. I became incredibly close with my dance pals, which is why I was devastated when my dear friend Allie told me that she was moving and she would not be on my dance team anymore. I was so devastated that I cried all through practice and in the lobby while I waited for my mom to pick me up.
Aww.
Before I was retrieved by my keeper, a strange woman approached me. She was wearing a colorful patterned dress and a hat made from the exact same material. I had never seen this woman before, which was peculiar given that I practically lived at my dance studio. She asked me in a thick accent that I didn't recognize, why are you crying? My 9-year-old self had no problem explaining. Did I do a good job?
Why was that the accent?
Because she says she didn't recognize it.
Yes. Okay,
my 9-year-old self had no problem explaining to this ostentatiously dressed stranger that my friend was moving away and that I was upset that she would no longer be on my dance team. I cannot remember what she said to me after that, given the shocking event that took place next.
This music does not fit this story at all, even a little bit. I think you'd know that, though.
She took her thumb and swiped it across my cheek, removing one of my fresh tears from my face, a seemingly normal move from someone who was trying to comfort a crying comrade. But then she put that same thumb up to her mouth and licked it. She looked at me right in the eyes as she said, salty.
That's promo code uncomfortable.
At that point, I stopped crying because I was so confused about what the fuck just happened. I felt a mix of fear and disgust. But it was simultaneously comforting and intimate. Maybe that's why I'm gay now. Thanks for reading my History Road. Much love to my baby boys. Mackenzie Weller, pronoun she, her, hers, gender, woman, and sexuality studies, BA, University of Minnesota, Twin Cities. Wow, Mackenzie, really?
Hey, listen.
Did that really happen?
It happens to everyone.
That's the most terrible, like, that's like harassment.
I think everyone has an experience like that.
Are you serious?
No.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for listening to the show. Mike, sorry we ran a little long. We didn't. We're under an hour.
Yeah, we're good. We're great.
Rushing for no reasons.
Well, there is a reason.
That's true. There is a reason. Got to get out of here. All right. Yeah. Well, guys, thank you for listening. Mike, do you have anything to plug?
I do, but I don't have time to. So please just look on MikeFalzone.com. I try to put all my stand-up dates on there. If it's Friday, in Pasadena tonight, and I'm with the Hodge Twins in San Diego tomorrow, and then I'm all over the place. There's the Friends of Friends show comes to the world famous improv lab. It's great. It's a great place, and I would love to see you all there. And that's on the 31st, and the show starts at 10 o'clock.
Well, I'm very excited about that, Mike.
Melrose and Hyde. That's on Melrose.
I'm very excited about that, and I'm very excited to see you perform nightly at the Comedy Festival in Northern Minnesota. So thanks for coming, Mike. And thank you, everyone else, for listening. And if you want to send us some stuff to our P.O. Box and you want us to open it on the show and make fun of it, then you can send it to Steve Zaragoza, 4335 Van Nuys Boulevard. Go ahead, Mike.
If you have any packages for the first-time show, keep them to your goddamn self.
Steve Zaragoza, 4335 awesome, though, by the way. Van Nuys Boulevard, number 156, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. And thanks for listening, guys. And we'll catch you next time on Dynamic Banter. Bye.
2, 3, Dynamic Banter.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.